When the Cuomo administration said 2 months ago it wanted an additional review on potential health effects of hydrofracking, Governor Cuomo said he was going the extra mile to ensure that the state could win anticipated court challenges from environmental groups. Here's what he said at the time.
You could actually be expediting the process net because what could be months or years of litigation may be avoided.
The health review, which is being conducted with the help of three recently hired outside experts, was not finished in time for a November 29th deadline. By that date, New York was to have completed a process to set up rules and regulations for fracking or have to start all over again. Instead, the Department of Environmental Conservation asked for a 90-day extension. Yvonne Hennessy is an attorney with Hiscock & Barclay, and she specializes in oil and gas industry litigation. She says she's not surprised by the development.
I'm happy that they're going to continue instead of starting anew. I don't think that makes sense from anybody's perspective to start the process over.
If the environmental agency had gone back to square one, it could be another year before a decision was made on whether to allow the gas drilling process in New York. Now the decision could come as early as late February. Hennessy says the governor is correct in saying that the health review and 90-day delay may strengthen his administration's hand in court. She says any legal challenges would be heard in a special proceeding by a state Supreme Court judge. And she says the multi-year environmental process, known by its acronym SGEIS, as well as other actions by the state, would likely be looked upon favorably. She says the judge will want to know if the Cuomo administration made an effort.
Did the agency take a hard look? Did they look at the issues? And so on substantive issues, there's generally deference given to the agency in their area of expertise. If we look at the SGIS process, the 4+ years, we look at the documents, we look at the multiple comment periods that have been extended, I think it will be very hard for a judge to say that the agency didn't take a hard look.
Meanwhile, there's been criticism of the health review that was the whole reason for the latest delay in the fracking approval process. Opponents of fracking, who've called for a wide-ranging independent review of all potential health impacts, say the public has been given no information about what the health commissioner and the three nationally known experts are looking at. Sandra Steingrapper is a biologist at Ithaca College.
We don't know what's in this document that they're reviewing. It's a secret. We don't know what process they're using to analyze the document. The process is also a secret.
One of the health experts has said that the panel was given a date of December 3rd to finish its review, giving them just over 2 weeks to complete their work. Dr. Larissa Driska, a retired pediatrician, says that's not enough time.
Even the most esteemed experts cannot possibly do this work, the amount of work that we've been looking at for the past 4 years, in about 2 weeks' time.
A spokeswoman for the Department of Environmental Conservation says the 90-day extension would include another 30-day public comment period on fracking, but it's likely to require only written comments, not more public hearings. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.